Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Microsoft, Amazon, Twitter, and JPMorgan Chase are all encouraging many of their employees to stay home as the coronavirus continues to spread. According to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics, nearly a third of Americans could do their jobs from home, prompting some managers to say that post-COVID-19, the nature of work will probably never be the same. For more, let's bring in Mike Regan, senior editor at Bloomberg News. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Jeremy.
So we mentioned those tech companies with campuses, for example, in Washington State. They're urging their employees to work from home, especially after some tested positive for COVID-19. JPMorgan Chase is asking 10% of its workforce to stay home in an experiment they're calling Project Kennedy. What's that about?
So what's remarkable to me about all this is that, you know, big banks like J.P. Morgan and other big companies all have what's called business continuity plans that were mostly implemented after the September 11th attacks. And obviously the idea there was that if suddenly you had to evacuate an office, you could regroup in another location elsewhere and there'd be computers and phone lines and whatever else you needed ready to go. This is nothing like that, obviously. So it's something that I think a lot of companies are doing on the fly because for a lot of big companies, the big question is, can their systems handle that many people working at home? Can their VPNs, you know, how an employee would connect remotely? Do they have enough bandwidth to actually handle this? And do the employees themselves actually have the right equipment they have to do their job, especially in a situation where the computer connectivity may be less robust than it is in the office. So when you look at J.P. Morgan, I mean, this is a huge company with more than 120,000 employees. And I think the reason they're starting with just that 10% is just to see how it works, see what sort of pitfalls they will encounter with the technology and try to work them out before they may need to do it on a broader scale.
Well, certainly there are upsides. I mean, there's less traffic. People aren't going to be stuck in traffic for hours a day, lower rents possibly, easier childcare. Why does it take a virus to make companies think of this as a possibility to let a significant amount of the workforce work from home?
Well, I think, you know, in general, a lot of companies worried that they'd be able to really monitor the productivity of the work being done at home. And they were a little reluctant to allow too much telecommuting because of that. And in banking, you know, to get back to the J.P. Morgan example, financial industries where people are dealing with huge amounts of money, there's obviously that risk of, you know, some monkey business, for lack of a better word. I mean, that risk is there even when they're working under your roof and you can monitor them closely. So there's sort of a variety of reasons why companies were reluctant to embrace it in big mass numbers. But as you say, I think this situation is going to allow them to sort of reassess that and see how it works. And I do think you're right that there could be a dramatically different approach to it going forward.
There are, of course, a lot of Americans who can't do their jobs remotely, workers in retail, transportation, the restaurant industry. Is there anything, just briefly, that employers can do to help those workers during the outbreak?
I mean, it's a huge economic risk. I think it depends on what sort of company you're talking about, a big corporation or a mom and pop shops. The smaller you are, I think the less you'll be able to absorb those losses.
That is Mike Regan, senior editor at Bloomberg News, working from work or home, Mike, today?
I'm still at work.
Okay.
For now.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.